Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
This is the voice of prophecy, a voice crying in the wilderness of these modern days. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming again, Jesus is coming again.
From our Voice of Prophecy studios in Los Angeles, California, we welcome you to this half hour of inspiration and music. Transcribed with the King's Heralds, Del Delker, Brad Braley, and HMS Richards, the Voice of Prophecy speaker. We hear first from the quartet. Their song tells of one sure way to enjoy life, living for Jesus.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Our Heavenly Father, we address Thee in prayer today. We seek Thy blessing and Thy presence. Remember everyone who listens to the voice of prophecy. We pray especially for those who are ill. Give them Thy healing mercies, and bless all who are in trouble, especially those who have written to us, asking a place in our prayers. All this we ask in Jesus' name.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God.
Jesus, blessed Redeemer. Sent from the heart of God. Hold us who bow before Thee, near to the heart of God.
Miss Del Delker, our contralto soloist, receives many letters of appreciation for the deeply spiritual appeal of her songs. Her presentation now is a sincere testimony. I love the Lord.
When I first gave my heart to Jesus, the moment I opened the door,
Here now is H.M.S. Richards, the Voice of Prophecy speaker. His subject, the Deity of Christ.
Leonardo da Vinci, the great artist, took a friend to criticize his masterpiece, The Last Supper. And the friend's remark was, "The most striking thing in the painting is the cup." Instantly, the artist took his brush and wiped out the cup as he said, "Nothing in my painting shall attract more attention than the face of my master." As a Seventh-day Adventist minister and speaker of the Voice of Prophecy program, it is my desire never to permit anything in our broadcast to detract from the glory in the face of Christ. It is not our duty, nor do we have the ability, to explain the unrevealed mysteries of the Godhead in the Incarnation. But we do know that the Savior himself said that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. John 5:23. We have the great statements of Holy Scripture regarding the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. These we accept with gladness. To us, the Scriptures plainly proclaim the deity of Christ and his eternal preexistence as the Son of God. They also declare the incarnation of the Son of God. including his miraculous conception and virgin birth, and his absolute sinlessness as the Son of Man. These same scriptures speak to us, as well as to Christians in general, of the vicarious atoning death of Jesus Christ once for all and all sufficient for the redemption of the lost race. They announce the literal bodily resurrection of Christ from the grave, his literal bodily ascension, his exaltation and enthronement in heaven, his priestly ministry and mediation before the Father, and his second personal, imminent, premillennial advent in power and glory. Why should we not rejoice in the exaltation of our Lord? According to the Scriptures, our Lord Jesus Christ holds at least 10 positions in reference to this world. The world's creator, John 1. The world's example, Matthew 16. The world's teacher, Matthew 7. The world's master, John 13. The world's savior, Luke 19. The world's Lord, Romans 10. The world's king, Revelation 11. The world's light, John 8. The world's life, John 14. The world's love, John 3. And now a direct question. Did our Savior himself claim to be the Son of God? The answer is as clear and plain as it can be. He did. From his own lips came those immortal words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. He was speaking here of himself. He was the only begotten Son. Not even the holy angels are called the sons of God in this sense. For we read in Hebrews 1:5, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son? This day have I begotten thee." John 3:16 stands before all the world as a mighty monument to the deity of Christ. In Matthew 16 we read of Christ's question to his disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter's testimony, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus' answer, "Blessed art thou, Simon, Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." A plain statement from Christ himself, that he was the living Son of the living God. The great and eternal fact of the deity of Christ as the Son of God is the foundation stone of the Christian faith. "Upon this rock I will build my church," he declared, "and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Verse 18. Christ's enemies recognized his claim to be the Son of God. In John 19:7, they claimed that he was worthy of death because he made himself the Son of God. Since they believed that he was only a man claiming deity, they thought he was worthy of death. But the holy prophet Isaiah had long before predicted, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God." That's Isaiah 9:6. The angel messenger speaking to the Virgin Mary declared, "He shall be called the Son of the Highest." Luke 1:32. And here are the words of the Apostle Paul found in 2 Corinthians 5:19. "God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself." And this is all in harmony with the words of the prophet Isaiah, quoted by the holy angel Gabriel to Joseph the just in Matthew 1:23. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So we have the words of the ancient prophets, of the gospel writers, of the holy angels, and now the book of Revelation, where Christ glorifies himself and says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Revelation 1:8. "He was with God before time began." In his prayer in John 17, we read these words, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. No wonder the prophet, speaking of him, asked, "Who shall declare his generation?" Acts 8:33. "He is the same yesterday and today and forever." Hebrews 13:8. "He is before all ages and after all ages and in all ages. He is the Christ of God, the Son of God, of whom it is said, 'All hail the power of Jesus' name.'" And may it be our privilege to take part in that glorious song. In John 6:38, we read that Christ himself said, "I came down from heaven." The Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, existed from eternity. He carries us back, in speaking of his preexistence, through dateless ages. He assures us that there never was a time when he was not in close fellowship with the Eternal Father. To those who criticized him for saying that Abraham had seen his day, as we read in John 8:57, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" He replied with solemn dignity, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." This was the very name of God. It was declared that in him was life, and the life was the light of men, John 1:4. In Christ is life, original, unborrowed, underived. Now listen briefly to some reasons why we accept the glorious truth of the deity of Christ Jesus our Lord. There are at least 20 reasons why we may believe that Jesus is truly God, and that his deity may be abundantly proved by Holy Scripture. As arranged by Professor H.S. Miller a number of years ago, they are as follows. First, God called Jesus God, Hebrews 1:8. He is called by the Apostle the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13. He has other divine titles, such as Lord, Lord of all, Acts 10:36, the Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 2:8, Lord of lords and King of kings, Revelation 17, God blessed forever, Romans 9:5. Fourth, he is Alpha and Omega, the Eternal One, the Almighty, Revelation 1. Five, his prophetic name is Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Isaiah 9:6. Six, he is called the True God, 1 John 5:20. Seven, he is one with God, John the 10th chapter. 8. He is said to be equal with God, John 5:17. 9. His name is coupled with God's name in a way that would be impossible if he were a mere man, Matthew 28:19. 10. He has divine attributes, eternity, John 1:1. Omnipresence, Matthew 18:20. Omnipotence, Matthew 28:18. He has power over disease, leprosy, palsy, fever, demon possession, blindness, deafness, over sin, over death. Matthew chapter 8. He has omniscience, Colossians 2:3. Immutability, Hebrews 1:12. In the 11th place, he is the creator of all created beings, John 1:3. 12, he does other things which no human being but only God can do. For example, he upholds all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:3. He forgives sins, Luke the 5th chapter. He is the source of light and life, John 1:4. He is the judge, John 5:22. For the Father hath committed all judgment to the Son. He will raise the dead, John 5:21. He will give rewards, Revelation 2:10. In the 13th place, Christ is worshipped as God, Hebrews 1:6. He is honored and glorified as God, John 5:23. In the 15th place, Christ is prayed to as God, Acts 7:59. 16, he is God manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. 17, he is the Son of God in a unique sense. He is called the Son of God 42 times in the New Testament. 18, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ. This we read in Colossians 1:19. 19, he is the head of all principality and power. The words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians 2:10. And 20, and last, Christ exercises divine authority and power. We read in John 2:14. And he is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. 1 Corinthians 1:24. So here we have 20 reasons why we believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. 20 reasons, every one based on Scripture and provable by Scripture. So we see that though he took humanity upon himself, he was divine. All that is attributed to the Father himself was attributed to Christ. What does this tremendous fact mean to us? It means that we have a divine Savior. It means that we have a Savior who could redeem us from all sin. It means that we had a Savior and have a Savior who died for us upon the cross according to the Scriptures and arose from the dead and lives again, now interceding for us and soon to return in heavenly glory to set up his kingdom for all eternity. With all these wonderful facts, every Christian should not only be happy but should be living in constant expectation of his return. As Charles Wesley expressed it so beautifully over 150 years ago, O love divine, what hast thou done? The incarnate God hath died for me. The Father's well-beloved Son bore all my sins upon the tree. The Son of God for me hath died. My Lord, my love is crucified.
Divine, all love excelling, joy of him to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art.
We urge all of you listening today to join with us in kindling the gospel fire in the hearts of all men. Let us always look up and go forward in faith.
Have faith in God and Jesus' holy name. Have faith in God, forevermore the same. Have faith in God, Christ's deity proclaim. Have faith, dear friend, in God. And now we hope that this transcribed program of ours has served to give you spiritual strength for the day, yes, for the week. And we invite you to join us again next week, same time, same stations, for another broadcast brought to you by the Voice of Prophecy. And remember, Thursday is prayer day around the world for the Voice of Prophecy. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.